أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله يجيب ما شاء الله أكبري هو إن كانت ماشي as made it possible for us to continue with our studies in this book titled Aqidat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. In our last class, before Eid, we discussed the first session on the chapter 3 of the book. The first section on the chapter 3, we discussed where the scholar says al-intiraf fi hayat al-bashariyah, where we try to discuss deviation in the life of mankind. The scholar says the history of shirk in the life of man. We established that from the beginning, when Allah created Adam, Adam and his wife and his children, all three worshiping Allah alone. They never associated partner with Allah. And that was how it continued. They committed other things, but they did not commit shirk. Shirk did not appear in the life of mankind until the time of Prophet Yusuf. That was why Allah sent Prophet Yusuf as a messenger to invite him to back to the straight path, which is the path of the Tawheed. So we have to say the history of shirk in the life of mankind. Today we will continue with section 2 of the book, of chapter 3 of the book. Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 2, al-Shirk. This section is called Shirk. Ta'rifuhu anwa'u. Its definition and type. Ta'rifuhu, definition of Shirk. He said al-Shirk huwa. The meaning of Shirk is ja'al al-Shirk lillahi ta'ala. Is to assign partner or assign a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi rububiyyati, in his rububiyya, that is in his lord, wa ulahiyyati, and in his worship. I have explained here before that when we talk of rububiyya, we're talking about basically four components. So Tawheed ar-Rububiyyah involves basically four things. That is, belief that Allah SWT is the creator. The belief that Allah SWT is the provider. The belief that Allah SWT is the owner of dominion, is the owner of power. And the belief that Allah SWT is the one managing the affairs of the universe. These are the four basic components of Tawheed ar-Rububiyyah. Okay? Al-Khalq, والرزق والملك والتدبير. These are the four components of Tawheed ar-Rububiyyah. So when you assign a partner to Allah SWT in these four things, then you are committing shirk ar-Rububiyyah. Then it says, what you are here to do is that the worship of Allah. Tawheed ar-Rububiyyah means Tawheed ar-Rububiyyah, worship of Allah. So when you assign a partner with Allah in his worship, you have committed a shirk in the uluhiyya of Allah. He said, وَالْغَالِبُ الْإِشْرَاقُ فِي الْإِلُّهِيَّةِ. What is most common, what is most prevalent is what? Is shirk in worship. Okay? We have explained before that virtually everybody believes that Allah is the creator. Everybody believes Allah is the provider. Allah is the owner of power. Allah is the one managing the affairs of this world. So in the aspect of Tawheed ar-Rububiyyah, shirk does not occur in most cases. Where shirk occurs in most cases among people is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That's why he said, Al-Ghali al-Ishraq al-Uluhiyyah. What most prevalent among people is that they commit shirk
in the worship of Allah. He said, the Ayyadukwa ma'allahi ghayra. That is by calling another being together with Allah. Aw yasrifu lahu shay'an min anwa'i ibadah. Or to dedicate something among the types of worship to that other being. Kazzab, like sacrifice. When you sacrifice to other than Allah, you have committed shirk. Sacrifice is to be dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we said in the Quran, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. So wa nusuki there is my sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says kazzab, like sacrifice, wa nusuk, like vow. When you take a vow, you're supposed to make your vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you do it to other than Allah, you are conditioned. He said, when you go and fear. Fear here is talking about the normal fear. Okay? When you see a lion, for example, of course you will fear, you are afraid. When somebody points a gun at you, you will be afraid. These are normal fear. This kind of fear does not constitute shame. Type of fear that constitutes shirk is that type of fear that is also dedicated to Allah. Such as when somebody is afraid of a grave, somebody who is already dead, you begin to have that fear that that person in his grave can influence your life, or that person in his grave has control over your future. Nobody has control over anybody's future except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is this type of fear that constitutes shirk. They were raja and book. When you put your hope on somebody or on anything, in something that nobody has the ability to do except Allah, this is also shirk. Wal mahabba and love. When you love a being or anybody beyond boundaries, to the extent that you elevate them above the top, or you equate them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kind of love becomes shirk. But ordinary love for your wife, for your children, for your family, that does not constitute shirk. That was shirk. Shirk is the greatest of all things. Was that you can remove? That is because of a number of issues. So he's going to mention reasons why shirk is the greatest thing in Islam. He said, number one, the other one, the tashbihun lil mamluki bil khaliq. Shirk is the greatest thing. Why? Because it involves likening a creator to the creator. He has the attributes of deity. Right? There are attributes that make Allah so deity. So when you commit shirk, you are like likening other creatures to Allah in this attribute. Whoever joins with Allah, any other person, for the that person has likened that creature to Allah. And this is the greatest in yourself. Allah says, Allah is very, very shirk. It's a great thing. That was good to us. What's the meaning of injustice? Allah says, shirk is a great injustice. What is injustice? He said, Abdul Muhua was ashamed in the name of victory. Injustice means putting something where it's not supposed to be. For man abid abad Allah, so whoever worships other than Allah, for the wabba and ibadata in the name of victory, then that person has put worship where it's not supposed to be. And he has given it to one who does not deserve it. And that is the greatest injustice. So injustice is you putting something where it's not supposed to be. So when you commit shirk, you are like putting your heart of worship where it's not supposed to be. Your worship is supposed to be dedicated to Allah. So when you dedicate it to other than Allah, you are putting it where it's not supposed to be. So that is an injustice. Number two, the second reason why shirk is the greatest thing in Islam. أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَكْبَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْفِرُهُ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَعْفِرُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that He does not forgive it for whoever does not repent from it. So, whoever does not repent from shirk If a person dies committing shirk, then Allah will never forgive that person. Allah says, Allah does not forgive that partner, a partner be assigned to him. But he forgives any other thing beside that to whoever he wishes. So shirk is the only thing that if you die, forget him. Allah will not forgive you. Other things, like fornication, for example, if a Muslim fornicates and he does not repent and dies in that case, okay, there is a chance that Allah will forgive such a person. If a Muslim takes alcohol, these are all major things, and he dies without repenting, again, there is a chance that Allah will forgive. But if a Muslim commits major sin and he dies without repenting from it, then there is no hope that Allah will forgive such a person. That means the shirk is the greatest sin in Islam. Number three, he said, "Anna Allah annahu haram al-jannata al-mushrik." Another reason why shirk is the greatest sin is that Allah has informed us that He has made paradise to be visited upon a mushrik, upon a person who commits shirk. Wa annahu haram and that such a person will dwell forever in hellfire. Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, "Inna man yushriku billah," Allah says very clearly, "Whoever associates partner with Allah, faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah," Allah has prohibited paradise upon that person. "Wa ma dhaqa," and his final abode is the hellfire. "Wa ma lil-zalimin min ansar," that the wrong one, the unjust one, will have no help and don't. So this verse shows that whoever commits shirk and dies without repentance, such a person will dwell in hellfire forever. If a person commits major sin and repents before dying, Allah will forgive. It is when a person dies committing shirk without repentance, then that person will dwell in hellfire forever. Other major things like fornication, alcohol, stealing, and all other things. If a person commits any of these things, okay, without repentance, even if Allah puts such a person in hellfire, Allah will give you remove that person at the end of the day. Okay? In time we call, Allah will command the Angel Jibril to go to hellfire and remove anybody that has an atom weight of iman. Okay, in his heart. So the person will remove from hellfire and admitted into paradise. But when you die from this shirk, then that intercession will not favor you. Okay, so you will remain in hellfire forever. May Allah save all from the day. Number four. He said, "And the shirk يُحْبِكُ جَمِيعَ الْعَمَالِ." This is number four reason why shirk is the greatest sin in Islam. That because shirk destroys all the deeds. Okay, when you commit shirk, it renders all your good deeds in vain. Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُ. Allah says, if they will commit shirk. This verse is actually talking about the prophet. This is in Surah Al-An'am. Before this verse, Allah started by talking about, by mentioning a number of prophets. Alright, right from where Allah says, remember when Prophet Ibrahim said to his father, "Are you going to take idols as guides?" When Allah mentioned the sons of Adam, Ismail, and Ishaq, then he mentioned other prophets, Musa, Isa, Ismail, and Yunus, and many prophets like that. Towards the end of the verse, he now said, "Wallahu ashraq," all these prophets have been mentioned. If they are joined partners with Allah in worship, لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا. All what they have been doing, all their good deeds will be rendered in vain. Despite the fact that they are prophets of Allah. Yet Allah is saying that if they have been commissioned, Allah will render all their deeds in vain. وقال تعالى then Allah also says concerning our own prophet, Prophet Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah says to the prophet, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ indeed it has been revealed to you وَإِذَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ and to those before you that in أَشْرَكْتَ if you are going to join partners with Allah in worship لَيَحْفَظَنَّ عَمَلُكَ your deeds will be rendered worthless your deeds will be rendered in vain وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ and you will be among the losers. SubhanAllah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because of the enormity of shirk, you can see how Allah is expressing it in strong words. If you, Muhammad, is to commit shirk, your deeds will render in vain and you will be among the losers. So what more of we now? So it means that anybody who commits shirk, indeed will be rendered in vain. And that's why such a person will go to hellfire forever. Because on the day of judgment, our deeds are going to be weighed. Your good deeds will be put in a scale. And your bad deeds will also be placed in a scale. If your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you are saved. But if a person commits shirk, all his good deeds will be destroyed by that one act of shirk. If he does not repent from it. And that's why when you fall, you have nothing to weigh out of your goodness because everything has been destroyed by the shirk. So that's why it's very dangerous to commit shirk. Then number five, he said, and the mushrik halal dam wal mal. Another reason why shirk is the greatest thing in Islam is that he said, because a mushrik, one who commits shirk, his blood and wealth are halal. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, فَسُكُلُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُ Allah says, King the Mushrikun, حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُ wherever you find them, وَخُذُهُمْ and capture them, وَحْصُرُهُمْ and besiege them, وَقُعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْسَ and lay all kinds of ambush for them. This verse is talking about those Mushrikun whom there is no treaty of peace between us and them. Okay? When there is no treaty, agreement of peaceful coexistence between us and the Mushrikun, that means there is war between us and them. So when there is war, it is permissible to attack them, as the Bible says. But when there is peaceful agreement, when there is agreement of coexistence, peaceful coexistence between the Muslims and the Mushrikun, then no Muslim is allowed to attack any Muslim. Do you understand? That's why Allah says in Surah Al-Mutakhirah, لَا يَحْنَصَهُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُقْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَظْهَرُوهُ وَتُقْرِئُوهُ إِلَيْهِ Right? As Allah Ta'ala does not come with you. Right? From those who are not fighting you. And who are not trying to expel you from your land, Allah does not prohibit you from doing good to them. What you put in them and to be just to them. Islam promotes justice to everyone, both Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Alright? So long as there is agreement of peaceful coexistence between us and them. That's why I keep on telling people, one of my lectures, it is wrong for the Muslims. For us, in the project, for example, if you hear that there is religious crisis in one thing, you just wake up and start attacking unbelievers here. That's not the question of Islam. Okay? Because we and the ones here are not fighting. So why should one else attack them because of what's happening in another place? Yeah, once there is peaceful coexistence between Muslims and non-Muslims, then no Muslim has the right to attack an unbeliever. In fact, the Prophet said that if you attack an unbeliever, that's a mu'ahid. A mu'ahid is a non-Muslim woman. Agreement of peaceful coexistence. If you attack a prophet, you will not smell the fragrance of Jannah. Even though the fragrance of Jannah can be smelled from a distance of 500 years. That is how serious Islam takes the issue of killing. Do you understand? No. So we need to understand one part of the Quran in their basic context, not to take them out of their context. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بفضل الله سبحانه وتعالى أمرت أن أقاتل الناس I have been commanded to fight the people حتى يقول until they say لا إله إلا الله if they say لا إله إلا الله وإذا قالوها if they say it عصبوا مني دماءهم Alright? Their blood, wa amwalam, and their wealth has been protected from me. Illa bihaqqiha, except the right of Islam. So their wealth, they have to give the right of Islam, like zakat. And their blood, if you kill somebody in Islam, you have to be killed as well. That's you know, illa bihaqqiha. Then number six, it says, anna shirka akbaru kabai. Another reason why shirk is the greatest thing in Islam is that shirk is the greatest. It is the greatest among the major things, Al-Kabai, the major things. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر? Because that shall I not inform you of the greatest sin. Alright? إنهم قلنا, the companion said, بلى يا رسول الله. Said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. Tell us about the major things. إنهم said what? قال الإشراك بالله. The first major thing he mentioned is what? Associated partner with Allah. That's what we and disobedience to parents. Okay, to the end of the hadith. In that hadith, the Quran also mentioned waqatul nafs and killing the soul is a major thing in Islam. He said, wa yamin al gamus. That is false oath. When you swear, knowing fully that you are telling lies, false oath is also a major thing. Like that, he mentioned a number of things in that hadith. But the author stopped at this. Why? Because the point of everybody is that the first major thing he mentioned is what? Al-Ishraku Billah, an associating partner with Allah. So this makes shirk the greatest among the major things. So all this shows that we have to become conscious of committing shirk. قال العلامة ابن قيم says, أخبر سبحانه أن القصد بالقلب والأمر. That Allah has informed us that the intention behind creation and command is that what? And yu'rafu bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi. Allah's intention is that He wants to be known by His name and attributes. Wa yu'badu wahdahu. And that He should be worshipped alone. La yu'raf bihi. No partner should be associated with Him. Wa an yakuma an-nasu bil fiqh. And people should establish justice. وهو العدل الذي قامت به السماوات والأرض. That is the justice by which the heaven and the earth were established. كما قال تعالى just as Allah was saying. لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالبينات. Allah says, indeed we have sent our messengers with clear evidence. وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب and we have revealed the book together with them. والميزان and the scale. ليقوم الناس بالقسط. So that people will establish justice, Islam encourages justice in Allah. فَأَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّهُ أَرْسَلَ رُسُولَهُ. He says, so Allah informed us that He sent His messenger, وَأَنْزَلَ رُسُولَهُ, and that He reveals His book, لِيَكُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that people will establish justice. وَهُوَ الْعَدْلُ وَهُوَ الْأَعْظَمُ الْقِسْطِ, and the greatest justice is what? التَّوْحِيدُ. That is the greatest justice. That is putting worship where it should be. Okay, like we explained. When you put your worship where it's not supposed to be, then you have committed injustice. So that's why he said, one in our that is six. The greatest of all justice is what? At-Tawheed. Unifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who arrives in Adam, that is the top of justice. Wakiwamu, and that is what establishes it. Wa inna shirk dhulm, and shirk is injustice. كما قال تعالى جبر الذي إن الشرك لظلم عظيم الذي بل الشرك is a great injustice فالشرك أظلم الظلم so shirk is the greatest injustice والتوحيد عدل عدل and توحيد unifying Allah is the greatest justice فما كان أشد المناقات لهذا المقصود فهو أكبر الكبائر so whatever is severe in negating this purpose is therefore the greatest of all major things. So anything that will negate the purpose of creation, which is to worship Allah, then that thing is the major thing. He said, all these are statements of Ibn Qayyim, where he said, فَلَمَّا كَانَ الشِّرْكُ مُنَافِيًا بِالذَّاتِ لِهَذَا الْمَقْصُودِ So, because shirk is a negation, in particular, of this particular purpose of creation, kana akbar al-kaba'ir ala al-islam. It becomes the greatest of all major things in totality. وحرم الله الجنة على كل مشرك. And Allah Taala has made paradise prohibited upon everyone who commits sin. وأذاق الجنة. And he has made his Lord halal. وماله and his wife. وأهله and his family. The Ahl al-Tawheed, to the people of Tawheed. Like I said, once there is war between the Muslims and non-Muslims, then their blood and wealth becomes halal. He said, وَأَنْ يَتَّخِذُوهُمْ عَبِيدًا. And he made it possible for them to take them as slaves. عَبِيدًا لَهُمْ لَمَّا تَرَكُوا الْقِيَامَ بِعُبُودِيَّتِهِ. Because they have abandoned establishing his worship. وَأَبَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنْ يَقْبَلَ بِالْمُشْرِكِ عَمَلًا. And Allah has refused to accept any deed from a mushrik. When a mushrik commits, performs any act of worship, it will not be accepted. So he said, وَأَبَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنْ يَقْبَلَ بِالْمُشْرِكِ عَمَلًا. Allah has refused to accept any deed from a mushrik. أَوْ يَقْبَلَ فِيهِ شَفَاعَةً. Allah has also refused to accept any intercession for him. On the day of judgment, there will be intercession. Okay, for those who committed all kinds of sins and have been admitted into hellfire. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will seek intercession from Allah that anybody who has an atom weight of iman be removed from hellfire. But if a person commits shirk, then that intercession will not benefit such a person. That's why he says, "How yet for a fee shafa," or to accept intercession from him. How yet the Jibu lahu fil akhira da'wa, or to accept for him any supplication in the hereafter. Or to accept for him any hope. Such a person has no hope in the judgment. But in the mushrik, ajhal al jahilin of Allah. Because a person who commits shirk is the greatest, the greatest ignorant person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حيث جعل له من خلقه ندا. Because he has set rival for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ غَايَةُ الْجَهَلِ. And that is the greatest height of ignorance. كَمَا أَنَّهُ غَايَةُ الْجَهَلِ. And that is the greatest height of injustice. وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمُشْرِكُ فِي الْوَاقِعِ لَمْ يَظْلِمْ رَبَّهُ. He said, even though in reality, the mushrik has not wronged his Lord. وَإِنَّمَا ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Rather, he has wronged himself. Alright? Why you commit shirk? Because you are not harming Allah. Allah, you are not going to benefit anything, or you are not going to benefit Allah with anything with your worship. So when you commit shirk, in reality, you have only committed injustice against yourself. Then number 7, that's the last reason why shirk is the greatest of all things, is that anna shirka tanaqqusu. Shirk is a reduction. Wa aibu, and it is a defect. Nazzaha wa subhanahu nafsahu anhuma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified himself from these two things. There is no defect in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ. So whoever associates partner with Allah, فَكَدْ أَثْبَتَ لِلَّهِ مَا نَزَّهَ نَفْسَهُ عَنْهُ. Then that person is like affirming to Allah what he has purified himself from. Allah has said that he has no partner. He has purified himself from all kinds of defects and reduction. So why you not associate partner with Allah? You are like affirming to Allah what he has purified himself from. وَهَذَا غَايَةُ الْمُحَاسَةِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is the greatest height of opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغَايَةُ الْمُعَانَدَةِ. And that this is the greatest height of stubbornness. وَالْمُشَاكَةُ اللَّهِ. And also opposition. Al-Mushaka and Muhada means the same. They are all opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you affirm shirk, when you commit shirk, you are affirming to Allah what he has purified himself from. So it makes shirk the greatest of all things in Islam. Can I see it? Can I read one page? If I take one page more? So, all right, let us take one page more before we take this question. Anwar shirk. The author of mine is going to talk about types of shirk. Types of shirk. So, shirk in Nawan, there are two types of shirk. النوع الأول, the first type of one, شرك الأكبر, the great major shirk. يخرج الملة. This type of major shirk takes one out of the religion. ويخلد صاحبه في النار. And it makes one who commits it to dwell forever in hellfire. إذا مات ولم يتوب منه. This is very important. When the person dies without repentance, that is when he is going to dwell in hellfire forever. وَهُوَ صَرْفُ الشَّيْءِ مِنْ أَنْوَالِ عِبَادَةِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. This type of shirk involves turning or dedicating something among the types of worship to other than Allah. كَدُوَى لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, like calling on other than Allah. وَتَقَرُّبُ, and seeking closeness. بِالْزَبَاعِ, through sacrifices. وَالنُّذُورُ, and vow لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, to other than Allah. مِنَ الْقُبُورِ, such as people in the grave. وَالْجِنِ, or the jinn. Was Shayatin or the devils. So when you speak closeness to the grave, to somebody in the grave, or the jinn, or the devil, okay, then you are committing shirk. He said, wal khawf min al mauta, and fear from people who are dead, our jinn or the jinn, our Shayatin or the Shayatin, and your guru, when you fear that this kind of thing, the jinn or the dead can harm you, our yumri'u, or they can make you sick. Okay, this is how fear that constitutes shirk. Somebody is already dead, he cannot do anything. You have to now begin to have fear that such a person can harm you from his grave, or he can make you sick. You understand? All this kind of things constitute shirk. Waraja ghayr Allah, or putting your hope in other than Allah, bima la yaqdiru alayhi illallah, in what nobody has power over except Allah. Min qada'i al-hajat, in terms of fulfilling your needs. What the freedom of Qurban, and easing your worries, solving the problem. Mimma yumarat al-an hawl al-adriha, among the things that have been practiced today, hawl al-adriha, over the tomb, al-maghniya al-kubur, that are built upon the grave, kubur al-awliya, the grace of the awliya, of salihin and righteous people. Sometimes you find that some people are righteous people. During their lifetime, they never commanded people to worship them. But after their death, people will go and build tombs upon their graves and begin to worship them. Do you understand? Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and they worship beside Allah. مَا لَا يَدُرُهُ, that which cannot harm them. وَلَا يَفْقَهُمْ, and cannot benefit them. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they are saying, هَاُولَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, these people who are worshipping, they are our intercessors in the sight of Allah. قول الله سبحانه, say to them, أتنبئون الله, are you trying to inform Allah بما لا يعرف في السماوات ولا في الأرض, are you trying to inform Allah of what he does not know in the heavens and in the earth? سبحانه, glory be to him, وتعالى عما يشركون, right, and high is he above what they ascribe to him. Do you understand? So this is the first type of shirk, which is the major shirk. So this type of shirk, if you commit it, it makes the personal community to dwell in hellfire forever. May Allah save us from this. But as he said, it is when a person does not repent from it before dying. Okay? If a person commits a major shirk and repents and tells it to Allah, Allah will forgive. We pray that Allah will guide us to the right path. We pray Allah will protect us from falling into shirk. Whatever was said of the time, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever we have made mistake, may Allah forgive us. InshaAllah, we'll stop here. Now, next lecture, we will now start on the second type of shirk, which is a shirk in Asghar, that is the minor shirk. And we'll look at the size and examples of it, inshaAllah. If there are questions, one or two I will take before the Muazzin calls prayer, inshaAllah. Now.